Welcome, patrons, to another straight-up conversation.
Yeah.
Today, we're tackling something I think a lot of you guys have probably wrestled with. It's how to manage multiple audiences without, like, your message getting all jumbled up. You know, you're prepping for a big meeting, working on your personal brand, and suddenly it hits you. Like, you're talking to totally different groups of people, and it's like, how do you even...
Yeah.
So we're going deep on Ryan Roten's advice from his straight-up newsletter to kind of help make sense of it all.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about this is that it's not always a conscious choice, I think. It kind of sneaks up on you. You know, you want to be helpful. You say yes to opportunities. And then next thing you know, you've got this audience that's all over the map with different needs and expectations.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like that classic entrepreneur's dilemma, right?
Yeah.
You're a people pleaser. You take on all these projects, and suddenly you're trying to be everything to everyone. But Roten makes it clear that can totally backfire.
Absolutely. You know, he warns that trying to be everything to everyone just dilutes your message and makes you less effective overall. I mean, imagine trying to talk about company culture to a CEO and then pivot to, like, social media strategy for a small business owner. I mean, the language, the concerns, everything's different.
Okay, so how do we fix this? So Roten lays out this three-step strategy. And the first one is creating clear audience profiles. Which sounds simple enough, but it's got to be more than just vaguely knowing who you're talking to, right?
Right. It's about getting into the nitty-gritty. You know, think of it like building a detailed character sketch. For each segment of your audience, what are their pain points? What keeps them up at night? What are they hoping to achieve? The clearer the picture, the better you can tailor your message to resonate with them.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this gets really powerful. It's like you're not just talking at them. You're speaking directly to their needs.
Hmm.
But then how do you actually craft those different messages?
Hmm.
Because even knowing your audience doesn't magically make you like a master communicator.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where step two comes in, tailoring your messaging. And Roten doesn't sugarcoat it. You simply cannot speak to everyone at once. Think of it like this. You wouldn't use the same language and tone talking to your best friend as you would giving a presentation to your boss. Right?
Okay, that's a great point. You're switching gears depending on who you're talking to. And it feels natural because you understand those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So are we basically saying to manage different audiences, like you have to build that same level of understanding with each of them?
Exactly. And this is where the audience profiles become your kind of secret weapon. They help you understand the nuances of each group so you can adjust your language, highlight specific benefits, and even tell stories that resonate with their experiences. It's all about making them feel like you're speaking directly to them.
Okay. All right, so we've got our audience profiles. We're crafting, like, laser-focused messages. What's the final piece of the puzzle here? How do we actually reach these different groups?
Step three is all about platform segmentation, and Roten emphasizes that different audiences hang out on different platforms. You probably wouldn't use the same content on LinkedIn as you would on Instagram, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is all about that, like, professional vibe, while Instagram is more visual and casual. Trying to be the same on both would be awkward, to say the least.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. He suggests that if your audiences are so different that they need completely separate platforms and messaging, that might be a sign that you're spreading yourself too thin. It's like a built-in check to make sure you're not trying to be everything to everyone, which we know can backfire.
Whoa. That's a powerful insight. It's like the strategy itself is telling you if you need to rethink who you're trying to reach. But I think we need to break this down a bit more for our listeners, because this is where it gets really practical.
I mean, think of it this way. Let's say you're prepping for that big meeting you mentioned. Your audience might include senior executives, potential investors, even colleagues from different departments. Each group has different priorities, different levels of understanding, different things they're looking for.
Okay, that makes sense. So how would I use these steps to actually, like, prepare for that meeting? It feels a bit overwhelming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. It's not as complicated as it sounds. Start with step one, audience profiles. Before the meeting, take some time to really think about each group that's going to be in the room. What are the executives most concerned about? What kind of data would impress the investors? What do your colleagues need to know to really support your project?
Right. So it's like doing my homework.
Yeah.
On each person or group that'll be there. And then how does step two, tailoring the message, come into play?
So that's where you start crafting different versions of your core message. You might have a slide deck that focuses on the big picture vision for the executives, but then you have additional slides with more detailed financials ready for the investors if they ask. And when you're talking to your colleagues, you might emphasize how their expertise is going to be crucial to the project's success.
So it's not about creating completely separate presentations for each group. It's more about having different layers of information ready to go depending on who you're talking to.
Exactly. It's about anticipating their needs and being prepared to speak their language. And that brings us to step three, platform segmentation. In this case, your platform is literally the meeting room. Think about how you can physically position yourself to connect with each group.
So I shouldn't just stand at the podium the whole time?
Not necessarily. You might move closer to the screen when you're highlighting data for the investors, or walk around the room to engage your colleagues more directly. It's all about being intentional with your presence and your delivery.
Wow. I'm already seeing how these, like, seemingly simple steps can make a huge difference. But it also feels like this applies to way more than just business meetings, right? What about personal branding?
Absolutely. Think about how you present yourself online. Are you trying to attract clients, connect with other professionals, or maybe even build a following as an influencer? Each of those goals requires a different approach.
Okay, so how do I figure out which platforms are right for each audience? Because I feel like I'm supposed to be on all of them these days.
Right. Well, that's where it gets tricky. And this is where Roten's advice about potentially reconsidering your audience mix comes in. You know, if you're trying to be a serious business consultant on LinkedIn and a lifestyle influencer on Instagram, those audiences might clash and your message might get diluted.
Right. It's like trying to be two different people at once. So maybe it's better to focus on one or two key platforms where I can really connect with my ideal audience.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, even within a single platform, you can tailor your content. You might have Instagram stories that are more personal and behind the scenes, while your main feed posts are more polished and professional.
This is so helpful. It feels like I'm finally getting a handle on how to manage all these different audiences without losing my mind. But before we move on, I have to ask about something Roten mentioned, this brand messaging system. What is that? And how does it fit into all of this?
It's basically a framework for ensuring consistency in your communication, no matter who you're talking to. Think of it like a blueprint for your brand's voice and key messages.
Okay, so it's like a cheat sheet to make sure I'm always on brand. That sounds incredibly useful, especially when you're juggling multiple audiences. But honestly, my brain is feeling a little full right now. Can we recap the key points so far?
Of course. We started by talking about the dangers of trying to be everything to everyone and how that can dilute your message. Then we dove into Roten's three-step strategy. First, create detailed audience profiles to understand their needs and motivations.
Right. And then step two is to tailor your message to each audience based on those profiles. We talked about how you can have different layers of information ready to go depending on who you're speaking to.
And finally, step three is platform segmentation, making sure you're using the right channels to reach each audience. And even thinking about how you physically position yourself in a meeting or event.
So it's not just about what you say. It's about how you say it and where you say it.
Yeah.
And we even talked about the possibility of needing to reevaluate your audience mix if you're spreading yourself too thin.
Exactly. It's about being strategic and intentional with your communication so you can connect with each audience in a meaningful way.
Okay, that's a great summary. But I have a feeling our listeners are wondering, how do I apply all of this to my own life?
That's a great question, and that's what we're going to tackle next. You know we've laid the groundwork with Roten's framework, but now it's time to get really practical. We're going to explore how you can use these principles to navigate different scenarios in your personal and professional life. Because honestly, who hasn't felt the pressure of trying to please different groups of people?
All right, patrons, get ready. We're about to take this deep dive to a whole new level. Stick with us. So let's get down to brass tacks here. We've talked about big meetings and personal branding, but how about something a little more everyday? Like, say, I'm trying to convince my family to go on a camping trip, but everybody has, like, different ideas of what a fun vacation looks like.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect example. I mean, you've got multiple audiences right there. You know, maybe your partner loves the outdoors, your teenager just wants Wi-Fi, and your younger kids are all about s'mores.
Oh, my goodness. You just described my family to a T. So how do I even, like, begin to approach this using Roten's framework?
We'll start with those audience profiles. What does each family member truly value in a vacation? Maybe your partner needs, like, relaxation and quality time. Your teenager craves adventure and independence. And your younger kids just want to run wild and have fun.
Okay, so instead of trying to force everyone into my vision of the perfect camping trip, I need to think about what each person would actually enjoy. And then how do I tailor my message? Because come on, guys, it'll be fun. Probably won't cut it.
Exactly. This is where you get creative. For your partner, you might emphasize the peace and quiet of nature. the chance to reconnect without distractions. For your teenager, maybe you research campsites that have, you know, some cool activities or hiking trails. And for the younger kids, you focus on the fun stuff, building a campfire, telling stories under the stars, and of course, those s'mores.
So it's about framing the experience in a way that speaks to each person's, like, individual desires, rather than just trying to sell them on my own idea.
Yeah.
But what about platform segmentation? I can't exactly send different emails to my family members.
True. But you can still be strategic about how you communicate. Maybe you have a casual conversation with your partner over dinner, highlighting the romantic aspects of the trip. Then you show your teenager some exciting photos or videos of potential campsites. And for the younger kids, you might involve them in planning activities or packing their favorite snacks.
Wow, it's amazing how these principles can be applied to something as, like, seemingly simple as planning a family vacation. It really is all about understanding your audience and tailoring your approach.
Precisely. And remember, this isn't about manipulating people or being inauthentic. It's about being a more effective communicator by taking the time to consider the other person's perspective.
So to bring it all back to Roten's straight-up advice, managing multiple audiences is totally doable. But it takes effort. We need to ditch the idea of a one-size-fits-all message and embrace the power of customization.
Yeah, and that customization starts with truly understanding who you're talking to, what they care about, and how you can connect with them on a deeper level.
All right, patrons, it's time for Last Call, where we distill all of this down to the most potent takeaways. First up, ditch the people-pleasing and embrace the power of no. You can't be everything to everyone, and trying to do so will just dilute your message and impact.
Second, understand your audiences deeply. Create those detailed profiles, empathize with their needs, and anticipate their questions and objections. Remember, it's not about you, it's about them.
And finally, tailor your communication accordingly. Adjust your language, your tone, your delivery, even your choice of platform to create a message that truly resonates with each specific audience.
And perhaps most importantly, remember that effective communication is an ongoing journey. It requires constant learning, adaptation, and a willingness to step outside of your own perspective to see things from the other person's point of view.
So patrons, there you have it. Managing multiple audiences might seem daunting, but armed with Roten's insights and a little bit of effort, you can navigate this complex landscape with confidence and grace. Until next time, stay straight up.